Eric Nagy from Berkeley, and I guess the first thing is that you guys designed some classic baits for the Bassmaster Classic that are very, very special, and having some success here as we go into day two.
Yeah, it's extremely exciting, Terry. We kicked this program off last year where we designed baits specifically for a body of water. You know, when we picked the biggest tournament of the year, you know, the World Championship of Bass Fishing, and, you know, to have our guys out there fishing these baits this week and doing extremely well, 1, 2, and 3, it's really exciting for us.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they think about Berkeley, this giant company, you know, the company that, you know, they may not have the feelers out or something like that, but you guys are just the opposite of that. You have your feelers out. You listen to what the pros say. You listen to what your, you know, the grassroots guys, you know, you're the guy that's responsible for grassroots PR. You guys are really kind of tuned into the angler.
You know, it's important to us because we feel with our science and technology that we have in the scent and the flavor of power bait and gulp, if we marry that up with what the pros are looking for, you know, with actions and colors, I mean, these guys, they're like the masters of science in fishing, and we have the masters of science in fish research. We put that together, man, we got a hot bait.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, Mark Sexton, a friend of ours, of course, I always give him the dickens because of his title, you know, bait tester. I'm always, you know, I'm plugging with him. I'm giving him a hard time. I'm saying, hey, what's coming out? Show me the new stuff. You know, he's already reaching his pocket for something new. But that's because of years and years of development and science that you guys have. And then you really listen to the angler and you say, you know, I just need this tweak just a little bit. Pretty soon you come out with a bait that's just knocking the world, you know, knocking the world out.
Yeah, and you know, I got to tell you, Terry, that's one of the most fun parts of my job is being able to take some ideas out to the pros and then getting their feedback back and seeing their excitement. You know, we're all fish heads and we all, you know, we all want to try to find a new way to catch them. It's just fun to work with these guys. So Mark and I really enjoy that part of our job.
You know, fish tester, or bait tester. Man, come on, I'm a fish tester, you know, it's one of those kind of things, but I do it like at, you know, Long John Silver's or something. You guys get to be on the water all the time. The thing that I think is really neat is now you're listening at the classic time. You've got classic baits, and go through that lineup, if you would. Kind of tell me those, you know, there's four baits, I believe, in that lineup, and kind of go through that. Kind of tell folks what you're looking at in a way of finesse, some of the things you're doing there.
Yeah, certainly. You know, when we got to start this process pretty early to get the baits ready for the guys. And when we looked at Lay Lake last year, you know, we think about spotted bass. You know, you think about spotted bass, you think about shaking worms. A lot of times you think about maybe some drop shot and that type of thing. So three of the baits in the lineup this year are straight tail worms. One of them is a gulp slim shaking worm, which is a downsize of our regular 5-inch shaking worm, and it's engulfment. It's a great worm, you know, to jiggle along on the bottom, and especially when the spots are turned off a little bit. And so that's one of them. The other two, we have what we call a Dover crawler, and it's kind of like, the best way I can explain that one is it's like a finesse Cinco type bait, okay? So it's a thinner diameter. It's a great wacky rigging bait. And then the third one is my favorite, one of my favorite shapes to use is that's the wacky crawler. And we have that in gulp, and now we brought that shape out for the pros in power bait as well. And man, that's a dynamite little bait.
I want you to go into kind of describe for the listeners, describe the difference between gulp and power bait. Because I think a lot of people maybe not know that. You know, and I know myself, I've had experience with both. Both of them are fish catching, but this new gulp product has got something special about it. And maybe let them understand a little bit more about the technology.
Yeah, well, but I got to tell you about the fourth one. We only talked about the three little worms, you know, kind of limit getters. The one that's the hottest thing going here is our new chigger craw. In the chigger craw, the guys are fishing it either on it as a jig trailer, or a lot of them are just flipping it Texas rig. And Scott Dubiel, who is our pro staff guy, who's out here with these guys day in, day out, getting the feedback from them, helping them out. He brought over 200 packages of those down here during practice last week, and they're all gone. That's how popular they were in practice, and it's carrying through to the tournament. So that's really the one that we're most excited about right now.
okay, now let's go into the gulp and bar bait. You know, you went to three. I said, oh, maybe he's not going to do that. But you did it. You got through it. You didn't have to worry about the dumb radio guy not messing with that. But the gulp and the power in the power products, you know, you've had power bait for a long, long time. Now you came out a few years ago with gulp. There's something special about that science that goes into that.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, power bait is a plastic bait. And, you know, the key to power bait and the feedback that we get is it helps our pros and, you know, any other angler catch more fish because the fish hold on to the bait longer. The scent and the flavor in that bait, when the bass gets it in his mouth, he just doesn't let go. And what that allows you to do is have more time to set your hook. You know, these guys, obviously, these pros are you know, they don't need a lot of help. But a guy like me, if it's real windy or something like that, and you get a bite, you maybe just don't feel him, they hold on to that bait so long that you land more fish. So the power bait is really all about, you know, the scent and the flavor, obviously, but we can do some special things with colors and actions in plastic because of the material. You know, we can do all of the colors, you know, the translucents, all of the green pumpkins, which is, you know, seems to be our team's favorite color and everybody else in the world. But so we can really do the actions and the colors in power bait. And when you get to gulp, gulp is a unique material. There's no plastic in that bait at all. It's all natural, biodegradable. And really the great thing about gulp is that it releases the scent. So it almost acts like a blood trail in the water where the scent is oozing in and out. The best way I can explain it to folks is it's like a sponge. And as the water will actually flow through this material, this gulp material, and the scent is coming out all the time.
Well, timing also good for reels. You guys have come out with Abu, who's got a new Revo that, I'm telling you, it's hitting the world by storm. You go out and look at the pros' boats, everybody's got a couple of them in their boat, and you think about that new, you know, of course, Abu with a great reputation, way back to the old days with me with the 4500s and some of the things, I still like to use them, but the durability and then now, unbelievable smoothness.
Yeah, we're really excited about that too, Terry. You know, it's... Abu has always been known for round reels, and you know, you talk about the 4600s and but the angler wants things that are more comfortable now. They want things lighter all the time. You know, everybody's looking for something lighter. It feels better, more comfortable in my hand. In this Revo, you know, we kept the Abu toughness and the engineering, but we made that thing, you know, man, it's sweet. I have, you know, I got them all over my boat, and I have a hard time picking up anything else right now. And a lot of the guys have, were willing to try them when we started coming out with them, and man, they've been extremely successful. I think, you know, we have 15, 20 guys fishing them this year, fishing Abu, which is exciting for us because, you know, with the low profile and how popular it is in bass fishing, we're finally in that game, and we're fired up about that.
Well, you should be. You know, I look at it from my standpoint, and I've been in the boat with you with all those reels and was able to throw them when they first came out. There's just something special about an Abu anyway, the durability, the fact that they're just ironclad, as you mentioned. And, you know, I can remember as a young man getting green and red reels that my dad would give me and stuff like that I can still use. They're just as smooth, and you're going to have that same success with the Revo as well.
Yeah, you are, and you know, I got a chance to fish with Hank Parker this week while we were down here, and you know, Hank, he's still a round reel guy, but he's got a lot of those Revos in his boat as well, and it's fun, you know, to use a reel for a long, long time is real special, and like you said, pass them down to your kids, and you know, I think everybody's got an old 5500 laying around that grandpa or dad or an uncle gave to him. And that's really neat thing about Abu is the heritage behind it.
Well, Eric, no doubt about it. You're the guy kind of behind the scenes, but you're also an excellent angler.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. It's going to be a big day for Berkeley.
No doubt about it. Could be a win coming in there.
Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.